弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天开始我们在腓立比书的讲道。
Today we are going to start the book of Philippians.
那腓立比书被称为喜乐的书卷。
Philippians is called a book of joy.
我们知道腓立比书是使徒保罗写的。
We know that Apostle Paul wrote the book of Philippians.
那腓立比书是在使徒保罗在监狱里面写的，是四卷监狱书卷的其中的一卷。
Philippians was one of the four captivity letters, and of course, Paul wrote this letter when he was in jail.
四卷监狱书卷有以弗所书、有哥罗西书、腓立比书和腓立门书。
So we have a book of Philippians, book of Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. Those are four captivity letters.
那保罗在他的第三次旅行布道的时候，在他第三次旅行布道回。结束之后回到耶路撒冷。
When Paul finished his third mission trip, when he returned to Jerusalem,
然后在耶路撒冷的圣殿，他被在那里被抓。
He was arrested at the temple in Jerusalem.
后来又被押送到凯撒利亚。
And he was escorted to Caesarea.
在凯撒利亚，保罗要求上诉罗马皇帝凯撒。
There, Paul requested to appeal to Caesar.
所以他就被从凯撒利亚押送到罗马。
Then he was taken from Caesarea to Rome.
所以这腓立比书就是保罗在罗马的时候写的，大概是在公元之后62年左右。
So the book of Philippians was written by Paul in Rome about 62 AD.
那我们从这卷书里面看到，就是说他是基督耶稣基督的仆人保罗和提摩太写给腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹。
In this book, we can see that it was written by Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ.
那么提摩太是保罗的一个同工，当时腓立比教会建立的时候，就是保罗、提摩太和希拉在那里建立他们的布道团，在那里建立腓立比教会。
So Timothy was a Paul's co-worker when they established the church in Philippi.
腓立比教会大概是在公元之后52年左右建立的。
The Church of Philippi was established around 52 AD.
当时保罗的布道团是在小亚细亚这一带，在那里传福音。
Paul and his co-workers were preaching the gospel in Minor Asia.
然后在有一天晚上，保罗在这个晚上就看到一个异象，然后在异象当中，他看到有一个马其顿人站在那里。
And Paul saw a vision at night. People from Macedonia called him.
那这个马其顿人就对他说：“你过来帮助我们，你们过来来帮助我们。”
He said that come and help us.
所以保罗他们就来到了马其顿。那腓立比是马其顿最大的城市。
So Paul went to Macedonia and Philippi was the largest city in that province.
也是罗马在那个马其顿的驻防城。
Of course, he was it was a garrison for a Rome army.
那驻防城什么意思？就是罗马的军队驻扎在那。
It means that a large group of Rome army was in that city.
所以你就知道腓立比是在当时的马其顿是一个非常重要的城市。
So you can see that Philippi was a very important city in the province of Macedonia.
就像我们的奥兰多和或者是 Jacksonville 或者是迈阿密在这个佛罗里达一样，它是一个很重要的城市。
It's like Orlando or Jacksonville of Miami in Florida.
那么当保罗他们来到腓立比的时候，他们就听说在城外的河边有一个犹太人聚集的地方，犹太人在那里祷告。
When Paul and his co-workers they arrived at Philippi, they heard that the Jews usually gathered near a river and pray there.
我们知道犹太人当时是分散在罗马帝国的各个地方，他们到哪里就把生意做到哪里。
We all know that Jews were scattered in the Roman Empire at that time. Wherever they go, they do business.
但是犹太人的宗教信仰又很强，所以他们在哪里有犹太人聚集的地方，就有他们一起聚集，一起祷告，然后一起读经的地方。
And Jews are also were very religious. So whenever they go, they gather to pray and worship God.
就像今天中国的温州人一样，温州人把这个生意做到世界的各地，欧洲、美国各地都有。
It's like the Wenzhou people in China, they went to all over the world and do business all over the world.
那温州人有很多都是基督徒，所以他们的温州人聚集的地方往往都有温州人的教会。
And there are a lot of Christians among them, so whenever there are a lot of people from Wenzhou, there would be a church there.
所以保罗就听说在这个腓立比的城外的河边有一个犹太人聚集的地方，他们聚集在那里一起祷告。
So Paul heard that the Jews they gathered at the riverside out of cities to pray every
所以他们就去那里要传福音给他们。
So they went there and tell them about the gospel.
所以在那里就遇到吕底亚。
So they met Lydia there.
然后吕底亚信主，然后邀请他们到他们的家里。
And Lydia was converted and invited them to her house.
所以保罗然后他们就继续，然后每天就到河边在那里传福音。
And Paul and continued to go to the riverside and spread the gospel there.
然后在这个过程当中有很多人信主。
And many people were converted.
那后来保罗他们就保罗和希拉就被抓到监狱里面，关在监狱里面。
And Paul was arrested and put to jail.
然后我们就知道这段很有名的这个故事，就是保罗和希拉在监狱里面，在半夜他们开口赞美主。
And now we heard this famous story. Paul and his coworkers they sing the hymn and praise the Lord at night in the jail.
所以当时地就大震动，然后监狱的门都开了，然后所有的犯人手上的锁链也都震开了。
And the man was trembling, and all the door were opened, and all the bonds were falling off.
那也因为这个神迹，所以这个监狱长然后和他的全家都信主。
Because of this miracle, the jailkeeper and his whole family converted.
所以腓立比的教会就是这样建立起来。
So that's how the church at Philippi was established.
从腓立比的教会建立在公元52年到保罗写腓立比书公元62年，大概有10年的时间。
So it was about 10 years after the establishment of a Philippine church.
所以腓立比教会是在保罗第二次旅行布道的当中建立的。
So this church was established on the second mission trip of Paul.
在他的第三次旅行布道的过程当中，保罗曾经再次访问腓立比的教会。
And Paul revisited this church on his third mission trip.
那之后他被抓在罗马的监狱里面，他写信给腓立比的基督徒，腓立比的信徒。
He wrote this letter when he was arrested and put in the jail in Rome.
所以我们就来看这卷腓立比书。
So let's take a look of this letter.
我们先读一下经文，好吧
？Let's read the verses, the passage first.
好，我们请众弟兄姐妹一起起立，我们一起来读。
Let's stand up and read together.
我们还是用起音的方式来读，我来读一节，请弟兄姐妹来读一节，好吧
？We'll read in a responsive way. I'll read one verse, and our brothers and sisters read another verse.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。
Grace to you and
我每逢想念你们就感谢我的上帝。因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常在我心里，无论是在魁所之中，是便秘正是福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于上帝。这上帝的话语，我们一起来祷告。天父，亲爱的主，我们愿你祝福你的话语。
Lord, we pray that you bless your words.
愿你在你的话语当中得着荣耀。
You are gloried in your words.
让我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Please be seated.
所以腓立比教会是保罗写给，其实保罗在这里说是保罗和提摩太，但其实是因为提摩太是和他同工，所以是实际上是保罗写给腓立比教会的
As a matter of fact, Paul wrote this letter to the church at Philippi, although Paul mentioned that he wrote this letter with Timothy because Timothy was one of his co-workers.
那么这是写给腓立比的弟兄姐妹，特在这里特别提到，就是说在腓立比教会的诸位监督和执事。
This letter was written to the brothers and sisters in the church at Philippi. It especially mentioned this letter is to the overseers and deacons at that church.
我们知道执事，我们都知道，我们教会有执事，对不对？
We all know about deacons. We have deacons at our church.
那监督是什么？
And what are these kind of overseers?
其实监督在是新约里面对长老的三个称呼里面的一种。
So overseer is three names or callings for the elders in New Testament.
在新约里面对长老有三个称呼，一个是监督，一个是长老，那么另外一个就是牧者 ，shepherd.
There are three calling names. One is the overseer, and the other one is the elder, and the third one is a shepherd.
所以这三个称呼对长老的称呼其实代表了长老的三个职责。
It reflects three responsibilities of elders.
监督就是治理的。
Overseers, they have the responsibility of ruling the church.
牧者就是牧羊的。
Of course, the shepherd is the responsibility is shepherding.
那长老是什么？
And what about its elders?
长老比较老，对不对？
They are older.
所以长老就比较有这个生活的智慧，属灵的智慧，所以他可以给别人一些引导，一些教导。
So they have the wisdom in their life and their spiritual life, so they can provide guidance for others.
所以长老是教导。
So elders are teachers.
所以你会看到长老的三个职分：教导、牧养和治理。
So you can see those kind of three functions for the elders: ruling, teaching, and shepherding.
这分别对应旧约里面的什么？
It's what did it refer to the function in the Old Testament?
是吧？
do you remember?
先知、君王、祭司，对不对？大家都很熟悉，对吧
？King, prophesied, and the priest.
所以我们在这里看到，就是在这十年之间，腓立比教会他们已经有他们的长老，已经有他们的执事。
So we see here that in about 10 years, the church at Philippi already.Had their own deacons and elders.
我们教会从建立到开始有长老执事有多少年的时间
？How many did it take us to establish the elders and deacons?
大家知道有的有谁知道吗
？Anybody knows?
所以我们在这里看到十年之间，腓立比教会他们有他们的长老执事。在我们另一个方面也看到这个，所以的长老会的治理模式在圣经里面，新约圣经里面教导的，对不对？
So here we can see that the church at Philippi, they had their deacons and the elders in 10 years. And also this kind of elder ruling model was already taken in the time of Old Testament.
所以这封信是保罗写给腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，也在这里特别是写给那个教会的长老和执事，因为他们代表教会。
So this letter was written to the brothers and sisters at that church, and especially to the elders and deacons because they represent that church.
那从第二节然后到十一节是保罗为他们的一个祷告。
From verse 2 to verse 11, it's Paul's pray for them.
那这个祷告有三个部分。
It has three parts.
那第一部分的话是保罗对他们的祝祷。
The first part is the blessing.
是在第二节。
From verse 2.
那么第二个部分是从第三节然后到第七节是保罗为他们的感恩和对他们的勉励。
The second part is from verse 3 to verse 7. That's Paul's thanksgiving, also the encouragement.
然后第三个部分是八到十一节是保罗的一个期盼，在祷告当中的一个期盼，对他们的一个期盼。
From verse 8 to verse 11, it's Paul's expectation or hope.
所以第二节是一个祝祷，是愿恩惠平安从上帝我们的父。并主耶稣基督归于你们。
So the verse 2 is a blessing, grace to you and peace from Lord our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么在这里提到恩惠，在这里提到平安。
We are mentioned grace and peace here.
我们知道恩惠是上帝的恩典。
We know that grace is from God.
我们需要上帝的恩典。
We really need God's grace.
那保罗在使徒行传里面引用希腊诗人的话，我们的动作，我们的存留，我们全在于他。
In the book of Acts, Paul referred to this Greek poet in Athens, saying, "For in him we live and move and have our being."
所以我们的动作存留权在于他，这是一个不信的人，是一个外邦人所说的话。
Actually, this we live and we move according to him is kind of said by a Gentile, the one who hasn't believed in Christ or in God.
所以在这里我们看到，连外邦人都意识到这一点，我们每个人的生命。我们每个人的动作，我们的意念都在于上帝，都是靠上帝而活着。
Even those Gentiles realize that every move, every breath, and everything in us depends on our Lord.
所以我们需要上帝的恩典。
So we really need God's love.
但保罗在这里讲的恩典，主要是指的是特殊的恩典，就是神的救恩。
But Paul mentioned here is particularly the particular grace at the salvation.
这救恩是什么呢？
What is salvation?
就是当我们是始祖亚当夏娃犯罪堕落之后，我们与上帝的关系断绝。
So we, our relationship with God was broken when our ancestor Adam and Eve sinned.
所以从那里之后，我们人的结局只有一个，就是死亡，就是在地狱里面。
We only had one end of that; it was death.
但是上帝在这里预备了这个救恩。
But God prepared a salvation for us.
所以这个救恩有两个层面。
It has two faces.
所以第一个层面就是我们说的，耶稣基督为我们而死，所以在耶稣基督里面，他为我们得着了完全的义，所以我们他的义归算在我们的头上。
So one is that Jesus died for us because he is completely righteous, so his righteousness is put on us.
所以上帝称我们为义。
So God counts us as righteous.
所以我们只要在耶稣基督里面，上帝就称我们为义。
So God will call us righteousness when we are in the Christ.
但是救恩不仅仅这个层面，救恩还有另外一个层面。
But salvation has another aspect.
也就是说，我们通常所讲的成圣。
Another aspect is sanctification.
也就是说，主耶稣基督，我们里面有一个新的生命，这个新的生命要不断的成长。
We have a new life from Jesus Christ. This new life grows every day.
当这个新的生命成长的时候，然后我们的罪、我们的老我都要被对付，都要每天都要被对付，都要死去。
When this new life grows, we have to deal with our sin, our old life. So those old self has to die every day.
然后这个新的生命要不断的成长，不断的复活。
And a new life will keep growing.
所以我们在这里看到有一个征战，这个征战是一个属灵的征战。
So we have a spiritual war here.
所以这是这恩典的第二个层面。
So this is another aspect of salvation.
所以我们征战，我们是靠着圣灵，靠着神的恩典来征战。
We fight based on Holy Spirit, based on our God's grace.
所以这第二个层面是我们与上帝合作的一个结果。
The second aspect is our collaboration. We work with God.
So this is what we often say: our salvation is 100% God's grace, but at the same time, 100% is our
effort. So we say that sanctification is 100% from God's grace and 100% from our effort.
Paul says, "May this kind of grace, may God's grace, from our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, be to you."
Paul said, "The grace."To you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在这里不但提到恩典，也提到平安。
Also, Paul mentioned peace.
这个平安是我们与神之间的这个平安。
The peace is between God and us.
我们本来是神的仇敌，是神的敌人，我们活在神的震怒之下。
We were a God's enemy and we lived under His wrath.
但是因着耶稣基督为我们而死，所以我们与神之间我们有这个平安，这平安得以恢复。
Because Jesus Christ died for us, and this peace between God and us is restored.
在我们的始祖亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面。
When our ancestor Adam and Eve, when they were at the Garden of Eden,
因着他们的犯罪，所以我们与神的平安遭到破坏。
Because of their sin, the peace between God and us was disrupted.
所以当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，他们就开始躲避神，然后神就问亚当你在哪里。
When they sin against God, they hid from God, and God asked, man, who are you? Or where are you?
当时被破坏的平安不单是人和神之间的平安，而且包括人与人的平安。
This kind of broken peace is not just between God and human beings, but also among human beings.
在亚当和夏娃犯罪之前，亚当对夏娃说：“你是我骨中的骨，你是我肉中的肉，亲到不能再亲了。”
Before Adam sinned, he called Eve bones of the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. They have very close relationship.
但是在犯罪之后，这样的平安得到破坏。亚当在神面前说：“是你给我的那个女人骗我吃了那个果子。”
But after Adam sinned, this peace was broken, and Adam said to God, that the woman you gave me tricked me to eat its fruit.
不但是人与人的平安，而且人与其他造物界之间的平安也得到破坏。
Not only the peace among the people, but the peace between the human being and the creature was also broken.
所以在犯罪之前说神说你管理天上飞的，然后海里游的，然后还有天地里面的走兽，所有的你都来治理这全地。
Before Adam sinned, God commanded Adam to rule all the creatures on earth, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the ocean.
但是在这个犯罪之后，这样的平安得到破坏。
But after Adam sinned, this peace was broken.
所以在创世纪的第三章，然后神说：“这地要长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你要汗流。”对亚当说：“你要汗流满面才能糊口。”
In the chapter 3 in the book of Genesis, God told Adam that the land will bear thorns and thistles, and by the sweat of your face you can eat bread.
所以我们在这里看到，神在起初创造的时候，人与神之间有平安。人与人之间有平安，人与其他的造物界之间也有平安。
So we can see that in the beginning we have peace between God and a human being, and peace among human beings, and also peace between a human being and the creature.
但因为人犯罪之后，所有的这些平安都遭到破坏。
But after we sinned, all this peace was broken.
但因着主耶稣基督的工作，所以他要恢复这些平安，恢复人与神的平安，恢复人与人之间的平安，以及恢复人与其他造物界的平安。
So our Lord Jesus Christ came to earth to restore the peace between God and human being, and among human being, and also the human between human being and the creature.
这就是保罗说的，愿恩惠和平安从我们的父，借着主耶稣基督的工作归于你们。
So that's why Paul say here, through Jesus Christ, grace and peace from God to you.
这是一个祝祷。然后我们看第二部分是保罗的感恩以及保罗的勉励，对腓立比教会弟兄的勉励。
So Paul continued to encourage and give thanksgiving.
保罗在这里说：“我每逢在祷告的时候，每逢想到你们的时候，我就不住地感谢上帝。”
Paul said, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you."
所以这是保罗在上帝面前的一个感恩。
So that's Paul's thanksgiving to God.
但同时又是对腓立比教会弟兄姐妹的一个很大的鼓励，一个很大的勉励。
And also, it is a great encouragement to the brothers and sisters in the church at Philippi.
如果今天有谁对你们说，就是说我每逢想到你的时候，祷告中想到你的时候，我就感谢上帝。
If somebody said to you that every time I pray to God, I thank God in all my remembrance of you.
而且想到你的话，就让我的祷告很喜乐。
And in remembrance of you, you make my prayer very joyful.
那你听到以后会什么呢
？What would you think？
你听到以后很得安慰，很得鼓励，对不对
？You will be encouraged and comforted。
那你会怎么样
？Then what would you do？
你会再接再厉，然后更加忠心的服侍主，对不对
？You will continue and serve our Lord more faithfully。
或者就是说你会感，或者另一个方面，你会感觉到有一点那么小小的内疚。
Well, you probably have a little bit of regret there。
可能我做的还不够好。
Oh, I haven't done well enough。
所以我要悔改，我要更加的努力的，更加忠心的去服侍。
So I will repent, I will work harder, and serve our Lord more faithfully.
所以这是保罗对腓立比教会弟兄姐妹的一个勉励。
So this is encouragement from Paul to the brothers and sisters.
那保罗在这里说，我每逢想到你们的时候，为你们祷告的时候，我就不住的感谢上帝，我的心里面很喜乐。
Paul, here I give thanks to my God. When I pray, when in my remembrance of you, and I'm very joyful when I pray.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们都应该学学保罗啊，对不对
？We all have to need to learn from Paul.
我们要对我们的弟兄姐妹说造就的话语，让他们在说话的时候让他们得到勉励。
So we need to encourage our brothers and sisters. We say constructive words to them.
而不是说那些拆毁的话，对吗？而不是。
But not those destructive words.
在我们中国人经常就是说，经常喜欢泼冷水。
We Chinese like to pour cold water to others.
因为我们觉得我们如果说勉励的话语，你会骄傲，对吗
？We think that you know if we encourage you, you will be proud.
但是保罗在这里给我们看到，就是说他是怎样给腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，他怎样给他们说话的。
So Paul here showed us how to talk to brothers and sisters, how to encourage them.
我想腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹收到这封信，他们看到这封信的时候，他们心里面一定是非常的高兴的，一定是非常的受到这个鼓励的。
I believe that the brothers and sisters in the church at Philippi, when they received this letter, when they read this letter, they would be very encouraged and very comforted.
所以这是一种从牧者的心肠里面发出来的话语。
Though this is the words from the heart of the shepherd.
从一个为父为母的那种心肠里面发出的话语。
From a heart of parents.
他是愿腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹得到祝福，愿他们在主里面被建造。
And Paul wished the brothers and sisters in the church at Philippi to be built in Christ.
那为什么他为什么会每次想到腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，心里面就会非常的喜乐呢？
Why Paul is every time he thought about the brothers and sisters in the church at Philippi, he is very joyful.
然后在第五节里面他说，因为从第一天开始，从腓立比教会建立的第一天开始，直到现在这十年之间，然后你们都是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Because he said that in the beginning, when the church was established about 10 years ago, you continued to your partnership in the gospel.
所以我读到这句话，我想到我们的教会，我想我也可以跟我们教会的弟兄姐妹说这句话。
I when I read this, I'm sure that I can say the same thing to our church.
所以在我们教会建立的这个17年、20年的时间，我们都是同心合意的兴旺福音。
And things were established about 20 years ago, we are, work together to be in a partnership in the gospel, to spread the gospel.
这里同心合意的兴旺福音是什么意思呢？
What does it mean saying that we are in a partnership?
其实在这里面这个词的意思是团契的意思。
It's referred to the fellowship.
就是你们在福音上面是团契。
It means that we are the we fellowship in Christ in the gospel.
那团契就是大家在一起，然后你大家彼此之间有一种很亲密的关系，你中有我，我中有你，然后大家一起在这个福音上面彼此团契。
So fellowship means we all have fellowship among us, and we have a very good relationship in our fellowships, and especially when we are fellowship in the gospel.
所以保罗在这里说，就是说，所以这中文翻译成是。同心合意的兴旺福音。
So in Chinese, we say we work for the gospel in one heart.
那保罗在这里讲的不仅仅是腓立比教会他们彼此之间的同心合意，包括他们与保罗是一起同工来兴旺这福音。
This the brothers and sisters in the church at Philippi that not only worked among themselves together, but also they also work with Paul to spread the gospel.
在第七节里面，保罗是这说：无论我是在魁所当中，是我在监狱里面的时候，还是我在辩明福音、正式福音的，在我在传道的时候、布道的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
And in the verse 7, Paul says that, in my imprisonment and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, you are with me.
在这里用的是同样一个词。
He used the same word.
就是团契。
Fellowship.
就是你们与我一同在恩典里面团。
Your fellowship with me in grace.
所以就是这个有两层的意思。第一个就是我们一样，我们一起来享受神的恩典。
There are two meanings. One is that we enjoy God's grace together.
第二个方面就是我们一起同工在神的恩典当中，一起同工，一起去服侍神，一起去传福音。
Another meaning is that we work together in God's grace to serve Him to spread the gospel.
所以保罗为什么想到腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，他心里面就那么欢喜呢？就那么喜乐呢
？Why Paul was so joyful when he thought about the brothers and sisters in the church at Philippi?
因为在这十年当中，腓立比教会从建立的第一天起，腓立比教会就始终站在保罗的后面。
Because of the church at Philippi support Paul in the beginning when the church was established.
所以无论保罗在外面是传福音。在哪里传福音，保罗都不是孤单的。无论是保罗是在监狱里面，他也不是孤单的，因为他知道这腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹是与他在一起的。
Paul doesn't feel lonely even whenever he went, even in the prison, because he knew that the brothers sisters in the church at Philippi were with him. They were with him through their prayer. They were with him through their offerings, through their support.
所以保罗每次想到腓立比教会的时候，他都不会孤单，因为他知道这些弟兄姐妹与他在一起。
So every time Paul wouldn't feel lonely when he thought about the brothers and sisters in the church at Philippi.
支持这个宣教士。
Because the church is supporting supporting Paul.
所以保罗想到他们，心里面就喜乐。
So that's why every time Paul thought of them, he was very happy.
保罗想到他们，心里面就为他们感谢神。
And he gave thanks.
那么第二点在这里提到，就是在第六节里面提到，因为我深信那在你们里面开始了这善工的，必要成全这善工，直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
In verse 6, Paul said, I'm sure of this, who have been convinced of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to a completion at the day of Christ, Jesus Christ.
那这句话是什么意思？
What this sentence mean?
那在你们里面，在腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹里面，开始了善工的是谁
？Who started the good work in the brothers sisters in the church at Philippi？
是上帝，是神，对不对
？It's God。
所以在保罗在这里其实就是说，神既然在你们里面，在你的心里面开始了这善工，神就一定要成全这善工。
Paul said that since God has already begun the good work in you, He will accomplish the or complete this good work。
直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
At a day until the day of Jesus Christ.
所以腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，他们可能也有软弱，可能也有征战，可能也有退后的时候。
Probably brothers and sisters at the at a church, sometimes they were weak, sometimes they are kind of retreated, and sometimes they have all kind of struggling.
但保罗在这里看到的是什么？是看到那个神的拣选。
But God, but Paul, what Paul saw here is a selection of God.
神既然已经拣选了他们，神就一定拣选他们，拣选到底。
God, since God select him, he will keep them.
所以腓立比教会他们的善工，他们在外面的这样对福音的忠心，是他们对是神对他们拣选的一个记号。
So the face of those brothers and sisters in gospel is a kind of symbol of the selection of the God.
那么神既然拣选了他们，所以神就一定会拣选到底的。
Since God already select them, and God of course will keep them.
这个意思就是说，神就会一定会带领他们在这个成圣的道路上面，使他们不断的对付他们的罪，不断的成圣，最后达到圣洁的地步。
God will help them. God will lead them during their path of the sanctification to purify them, so that they can be pure in the end.
所以保罗想到他们在。神里面的这个恩典里面的坚固，所以保罗就为他们感到开心。
Paul was very joyful when he thought about the strengthening of the grace and of the grace in Christ.
所以保罗就为他们感恩，保罗心里面就有喜乐。
So Paul gave thanks and Paul was very joyful.
所以这是一个牧者的心肠，是对他们的爱。
So this is out Paul's love to them and also out of the heart of the shepherd.
所以这是第二点，保罗对他们的保罗的感恩以及保罗对他们的勉励。
So this is Paul's thanksgiving and also the encouragement.
然后第三点是保罗对他们的期盼。
And the next point is the Paul's hope or expectation.
保罗对他们的期盼是什么
？What his expectation?
在第九节里面提到，就是要你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多。
It is in verse 9, your love may be abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment.
所以这里的意思，保罗希望他们在爱心上面能够充足，正如他们刚信主的时候在爱心上充足一样，他们的爱心一直能够充足。
Paul hoped that their love can be abundant like they were when they were converted.
所以爱心是基督徒里面最重要的一个部分。
Love is the most important part in Christian.
保罗不是说过，我如果能够说万人的方言，我如果能够使这大山移动，但是我如果能够有先知讲道这个恩赐，但是呢，但是我如果没有爱，我就是名的锣响的钵。
Paul said that if I can say the tongues of all the nations, if I can move the mountains and I say the words of the angels, if without love, I'm nothing.
因为基督徒所有的好的行为，所有的东西都是从那个爱心里面生发出来的。
All the good deeds from Christians were from the love.
上帝对我们的改变是先改变我们的心，使我们的心里充满爱，然后我们才能够生发出那个行为来。
God changed us, starting with the change of heart. He filled our heart with love.
所以保罗在这里对腓立比教会他们的盼望是他们在爱心上仍然能够充足，像他们刚信主一样。
Paul hoped that the church can be abundant in love like they were in the beginning.
而且不仅如此，而且是在知识和见识上越发的是多而又多。
And also more in the, with the knowledge and all discernment.
所以这里不单有爱，而且有真理。
And not only love but also truth.
知识和见识，见识是什么意思？见识就是说那种分辨、那个洞察的能力。
Knowledge and discernment. What is the discernment? Discernment is basically the ability that you can tell, the ability you can distinguish things.
所以光有爱是不够的，还要有真理。这个爱心要在真理上面。
Only love is not enough. So the love has to be in truth.
所以我们教会里面，我们的一个优势就是我们在真理的教导上面，这是我们的优势。
We have an advantage. We are pretty good in the truth or gospel teaching.
但作为长老会，我们也有我们的弱势。
But as a Presbyterian church, we have our weakness.
所以我们要向灵恩派学习，他们注重圣灵的工作。我们要学习他们的赞美，学习他们的敬拜。
We need to from other church about the focusing more on the work of the Holy Spirit. We learn from the way they worship the Lord.
我们要向那个向敬虔主义学习他们内在的生命。
So we need to practice the holiness.
但是我们不能放弃我们的优势。
But we wouldn't give up our advantage.
我们是在我们的优势的基础上面，我们向别人学习。我们不是说向别人学习就放弃我们的优势。
We learn from others on our foundation. The truth doesn't mean that we just give up what we are good at. The truth to learn from others.
所以保罗在这里不但谈到二性，而且谈到知识，也谈到真理。
So Paul here not only mentioned the love, but also mentioned the truth and the knowledge.
在今天在教会里面，很多人会说知识使人自高自大，所以就用来反对知识。
So many people say, the knowledge make people proud. So we are against the knowledge.
是的，知识使人自高自大，这也是保罗说的话。但那不是知识本身的问题，那是人的罪性的问题。
Paul also said that, but that's not a problem about the knowledge, but because of the sin of human beings.
保罗同样在这里说，你们的爱心要在知识和各样的见识上面多而又多。
Paul here said that your love may be abundant more and more with knowledge and all discernment.
所以爱心要在真理上面。
So the love has to be on the truth.
我们也见过很多的爱心是没有真理，没有真理的爱心是盲目的。
So we have seen a lot of love without the truth. We all know that this love without truth is kind of blind.
一个简单的例子就是我们说的父母对孩子的溺爱，对不对？
One example is the spoil of our children.
他真的很爱孩子，但
They really love their children, but not through truth.
所以那对孩子的溺爱。
That's basically a spoiling.
这个我们都知道，对不对？
We know that.
但父母对孩子还有一种爱，也是不在真理上面的。
But there's another type of love that is not in truth.
就是父母对孩子的期望，把他自己的生命，自己的后半生的所有的一切都放在孩子的身上。
Their parents put all their expectation of their life onto their children.
对孩子爱，非常的爱孩子。
They love their children very much.
但这种爱对孩子造成的压力，造成很大的压力。
But this kind of love put a lot of pressure on their kids.
所以孩子就压力很大，然后最后变成忧郁症。
So they were stressed and eventually depressed.
所以我们前段时间不是知道国内有个学霸，他把他的母亲杀了吗
？We heard a news not long ago that there was a college student in Peking University. He killed his mother.
我没有说北京啊，他说出来了。OK， 所以那个这个为什么会杀死他自己的母亲呢
？Why this college student killed his mother？
他要到一个什么样的地步才会杀死自己的母亲呢？
To what extent a son can kill his mother?
So this is 说 母亲的对他的爱，使他反而对他形成一种压力，然后让他产生忧郁症。
His mother's love put a lot of pressure on him and made him depressed.
所以这种爱不是在真理里。
So this kind of love is not in truth.
这种爱以为他忘记了孩子是上，他不知道孩子是上帝的形象，孩子有他的自由，有他的。
She didn't know that his son has God's image and his son has his own freedom.
所以爱要在真理里面。
So love has to be in truth.
所以我们这特别是在教会里面，我们教会经常会有一些 homeless 的人来前来前来寻求帮助。
At our church, we have many times we have a homeless coming to seek help.
那么很多人来就是向你要钱，然后拿了钱他们去做什么
？So they just ask for cash, and you didn't know what they would do with those cash.
他们拿了钱去买酒，然后去买烟，甚至可能去买毒品。
They use this cash to buy liquor, alcohols.And cigarettes and maybe even the drugs.
所以就现在很多教会都是说不给你现金，但是就是说你要什么东西，我可以帮你去。
So many churches say I wouldn't give you the cash, but I will help you.
前段时间就有一个人来到我们这里，然后说他拿了一张纸，说是医生的处方，所以他向我们要钱，要去买药。
One day, when homeless came to our church, showing us piece of paper saying this is a prescription from doctor and he needed money to buy those medicine.
所以我和 Moses 就我们说 OK 我们不能给你钱，但是我们可以去带你到附近 Publix 对面那个 Publix 给你买药。
Moses and I said, well, we cannot really give you cash, but we can take you to the Publix to buy this medicine.
所以我们就带他到 Publix， 然后到 Publix 门口刚下车，然后他就走了。他对我们说谢谢你，但是我不买药了。
So when we get to the Publix, he just say thank you and left.
所以就是说，这爱心要在真理里面。我以前在费城的时候，我们第十长老教会他们有一个事工叫 homeless 的事工。
In the Philadelphia, when I was at the 10th Presbyterian Church, they have this kind of a homeless service.
他们每一周有一个晚上，他们邀请 homeless 的人，他们办一个dinner party， 邀请他们来吃饭。
So every week they are through a dinner party to those homeless and for free.
然后在这个过程当中，他们就认识他们，然后就成为他们的朋友。然后他们的目的是帮助他们，能够训练他们，让给他们介绍工作。
So they get to know them, they become their friends, and they want to train them so they can have some skills to find a job.
他们不给他们现金，但是要帮助他们，帮助他们找到工作。
They didn't give them cash, but they helped them to find a job.
所以这种就是一种比较有智慧的做法。
So this is kind of wisdom and love in truth.
所以你们的爱心要在知识和各样的见识上面多而又多。
So your love need to be more and more with knowledge and all discernment.
第十一节是那个目的，要达到什么的目的呢？首先要使你们能够分辨是非。
So the purpose was in the 10 and 11. So first of all, you have to tell the difference between the fourth and the truth.
这分辨是什么意思？这个原文里面这个动词的意思是检验，是那个测试检验。然后是非是那个很最根本最重要的事情，就 essential， 英文翻成 essential， 说让你们可以去测试检验什么是那个 essential， essential
things。So in the original version, basically it's going to ask the purpose is that you can tell what is the essential things in your faith.
所以在这里的意思就是说，我们生命当中最重要最根本的事情是什么，你们去检验，你们有了知识和见识之后，你们去检验，然后你们去那个测试什么是我们生命当中最重要的事情。
With your knowledge and the truth, you can test which thing is the most essential things in our life.
那保罗在这里的保罗当然知道什么是最重要的事情。
Of course,
保罗没有直接告诉他们。
What is most important, but Paul didn't tell them.
保罗为什么没有直接告诉他们，反而让他们自己去测试呢？
Why Paul wouldn't tell them and ask them to test?
那中国有一句话叫做不撞南墙不回，不撞南墙不回头，对不对？
There's an old saying that you wouldn't turn back until you hit the south wall.
所以保罗就是让他们自己去测试，让他们自己去知道什么是生命当中最重要的事情。
Paul asked them to test by themselves what is the most important or most essential thing in their life.
打个比方说，我今天我告诉你们说，我们生命当中最重要的事情就是我们的身份以及我们的使命。
So if I tell you that the most important thing in our lives is your status, your identification, and your mission.
我们的身份是什么？我们是基督的使者，我们是神的儿女。
What is our identification? We are Jesus Christ, we are our Lord's children, and that we are the ambassador of our Jesus Christ Lord.
我们的使命是什么？就是我们要使人与神和好，我们要去使万民做主的门徒，我们要从这里然后到地极，然后成为基督的见证。
So our mission is to reconcile our people with God, to spread the gospel, to make all the nations the disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我可以告诉你们。
I can tell you that.
但是除非圣灵在你心里面工作，是你自己认识到这一点，否则你的生命不会改变。
But your life wouldn't change unless the Holy Spirit can work in your heart and tell you this.
所以这就是保罗说的，所以你们自己要去测试，要去查验。什么是你们生命当中最重要的事情
？So Paul here said that you yourself has to test which is the most essential thing in your life.
所以当你们认识到什么是你们生命当中最重要的事情，然后你们就可以诚实无过。诚实的意思就是做到纯洁，做到 pure， 有个清心。
After you realize that, after you know what is the most essential thing in your life, then you would have a pure heart.
所以你们就可以清心。然后你们就可以无暇，然后直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
And you will be pure and flawless till the day when Lord comes.
然后十一节，然后继续是个目的，所以你们就可以结出那个公义的果子来。
In verse 11, the another purpose that you can bear the fruit of righteousness.
什么叫公义
？What is righteousness?
公义就是对的，对不对？对的。
It is right.
那怎么对呢？就是符合神的标准才叫对的，对不对
？So what is right? According to God's rule.
所以结出公义的果子，就是说符合神的律法，符合神的标准的事情，符合神的标准的果子来。
So bearing the fruit of righteousness are those fruit who is in accordance with God's rule.
然后最后一个目的是什么？最后的终极的目的叫荣耀和称赞归于上帝。
The ultimate goal is that the all the glory and the praise to the Lord.
是上帝得到荣耀，是上帝得到称赞。
The glory to the God and praise to the God.
所以我们威斯敏斯特信仰小要理为啊，小要理为答第一问人的目的是什么
？So the in the Catechism of Westminster, the first question is that what's the purpose of our life？
就是荣耀神，并且以他为乐，对不对
？Glorify God and enjoy our Lord。
所以最终是为了神的荣耀。
The ultimate goal is for God's glory and for God's praise。
所以保罗在这里的为腓立比教会弟兄姐妹的祈祷，就是说，愿你们的爱心在知识上多而又多。
So here Paul pray for the brothers sisters in the church at Philippi is that their love is abundant in truth.
这样你们就知道你们生命当中最重要的事情是什么。
Then you would know what is the most important thing in your life.
这样你们就可以清心，不受这个世界的干扰。
Then you
你们就可以无暇，直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
And wouldn't be distracted by the world, and you will be flawless till the day that Lord Jesus comes.
这样你们就可以结出公义的果子，可以归荣耀。
Then you can bear the fruit of righteousness and bring glory to our Lord.
So this is Paul's 祷告的第三个部分
So this is the third part of God, of Paul's prayer.
So we see here that Paul in the prayer of the Philippian church has a prayer for them, and gratitude for God, and for their blessings, and also in the prayer for their hope.
Paul has the blessing and thanksgiving to the God, encouragement to the brothers and sisters, and also expectation.To the brothers and sisters in his prayer.
我们在这个祷告当中，在字里行间，我们看到保罗一个牧者的心肠，一个为父为母的心肠。
Between the lines, we can see a Paul's a heart of a shepherd and a heart of parents.
这个保罗这个为父为母的心肠从哪里来的
？Where does this kind of heart come from?
啊，第八节说，我体会耶稣基督的心肠。
In the verse 8, Paul says, "I'm with Jesus Christ's heart."
所以保罗是在效法基督耶稣。
Paul is following Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的心肠就是这样一个牧者的心肠，一个为父为母的心肠。
Because our Lord Jesus' heart is a heart of shepherd and heart of parents.
他要我们得到祝福，要我们被在恩典当中被建立。
He wanted us to be blessed. He wanted us to be established in grace.
得到那个属灵的福分。
And we can receive these spiritual blessings.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们也要效法耶稣基督，也要效法保罗。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, we need to follow Paul and also follow, of course, follow Jesus Christ to have a heart of a shepherd and a heart of a parent.
我们盼望我们能够对我们的弟兄姐妹，我们能够成为我们弟兄姐妹的祝福。
We hope that we can be our brothers and sisters' blessing and we can build our brothers and sisters. We can establish each other in love. So this is the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你从高天至高之处，主啊，降世为人。
Lord, we thank you that you came from heaven to the earth.
是为了让我们可以被拯救，可以得到救恩，可以成为神的儿女。
So we can be saved and be God's children.
主啊，愿你帮助我们，让我们能够有基督耶稣这样的心肠。
Lord, we pray that you can help us. We can follow our Lord Jesus Christ's heart.
让我们行事说话，我们常常能够去祝福到别人。
What we do, what we say, we bless others.
让我们的行事说话能够常常是从心里面的爱生发出来的。
What we do, what we say, is out of love from our heart.
主啊，愿你来帮助我们。
Please help us.
主，我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.